Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I'd like to talk to you about learned helplessness. Now, even just the phrase learned helplessness feels, I don't know, offensive. You know, who would be in a situation, who would ever agree or admit that they're in a position of learned helplessness? Yet, I come across this across a number of organizations, across a number of sectors. And let me explain. Nobody comes to me saying, Amrit, we're in a position of learned helplessness. What they do describe, though, is their industry, their organization, their structure, their leadership, and say, in this situation, nothing's going to change. Nothing can ever change, and nothing will ever get better. And so whilst they wouldn't say that's learned helplessness, let me give you the definition of learned helplessness. Learned helplessness occurs when an individual continuously faces a negative, uncontrollable situation and stops trying to change their circumstances, even when they have the ability to do so. This is from Psychology Today. So an individual continuously faces a negative, uncontrollable situation and stops trying to change their circumstances, even when they have the ability to do so. So in organizations, how many times have we faced a situation of the leadership or the culture that nothing's ever going to change? There's just no point in trying anymore because nothing will ever change. The whole phrase of learned helplessness was coined by back in 1967, Martin Seligman, who, you know, the pioneer of positive psychology, and Stephen Mayer. And this was done through experiments with animals, which I'm not even going to describe now. Different day and age, but something certainly you wouldn't ever think of doing. But the point is, it was discovered by accident that this conditioning that human beings, animals, we end up in the situation that we accept the fate, that we accept that nothing's going to change. And therefore, we stop trying, we stop adapting, we just accept it. Now, contrast that learned helplessness with another situation. Many of you will have read Viktor Frankl's books, the most famous of which was Man's Search for Meaning. And what Viktor Frankl goes on to describe is how that it's not actually through a tensionless state, but rather the opposite, through suffering, through struggling, that we can actually find meaning. And by meaning, I mean, and he goes on to explain that the meaning of our lives, the purpose of why we're here and what we're here to do. Viktor Frankl experienced some of the horrific situations and witnessed firsthand the Holocaust with his own family being killed and the people around him. But what he found was that actually hope is a hugely important emotion. And he goes on to explain how that it's our attitudes that can make the difference. Freedom to find meaning through meaningful attitude, even in apparently meaningless situations. And often in organizations, it might feel like we're in a meaningless situation. There's no point. We've got all these fantastic values, our purpose all over the walls. Actually, lip service. They're ticking boxes. The truth of it when it comes to it is this is how we work. Or we're in an industry that is just never going to change, and this is just how it is. This is just how the whole industry works. Everybody suffers together. Now, within that suffering, what Viktor Frankl goes on to describe is how that suffering is essential for us to find meaning of who we are and what we're here to do, and providing us with hope for the future. It's interesting, even those organizations that often approach me and describe the hopeless situation they're in, not describing as learned helplessness, but to say, this is never going to change. The very act of approaching me and saying, can you help, is hope. They still believe that something can change. Now, if we look at, I'm going to look at humanity, look at the history of humanity. It's scattered with examples of hope. Whether it was Rosa Parks on a bus who said no, whether it was Nelson Mandela with apartheid who said no, whether it was Gandhi who said no. Often we can feel immersed in a society that is collectively saying there's no hope. But whether it's a revolution, whether it's an evolution, whether it's just people getting together to say enough, the Me Too movement, whatever it may be, in any helpless situation, there is always hope. And history tells us that things will change. Look at the next generation coming through the world of work now. How they're going to radically change work, we should be prepared for. Because they will change it. And in a situation where it feels helpless, they'll go on to create their own organizations that will then kill off any way of working that the old dinosaurs may have. I came across a quote, forgive me, I don't know who this quote is from, but the quote is, at the end of the day, all you need is hope and strength. Hope that it will get better and strength to hold on until it does. And herein then brings in the other factor within learned helplessness. Is first is hope, but the second is resilience. Resilience to hold on until things get better. So that requires us in situations where it feels helpless is to build our resilience, to make sure our well-being, our strength, our internal resilience. I've talked about in the previous podcast, our core effect. How pleasant and energized am I feeling in any given moment? How can I find meaning in any given moment? We are often surrounded by amazing people, even in situations that feel impossible. And so in any day-to-day interaction, we can find meaning, we can find hope, and we can take inspiration from those around us. So, and I'm not belittling any of the experiences that are going on out there. They're real and they're true, but they won't be forever. Because enough people, when they believe things can change, they will change. And things can change so quickly that it can surprise us sometimes at how quick things have changed. We didn't expect things to change the way they did. Whatever you take. I mean, I remember as a child watching South Africa. This was years and years of fighting. But then when apartheid was ended, how quick it fell. The Berlin Wall, how quick it fell. So when there's enough momentum, things will change so quickly. And until then, it's about building our resilience and that of the people around us. So how can we make sure we look after ourselves in those moments? But, you know, I don't want to offend anybody out there who might be thinking, well, my situation's helpless or hopeless, but I'm not in a position of learned helplessness. It's not here to offend, but it's to say, actually, have we learned to accept the situation around us? Have we accepted it and said, nothing can happen, nothing can change, therefore let's just carry on as we are? Or can we be in a position to challenge, to try and to hope? And even the attitude, the freedom to choose our attitude, to say, I choose hope over despair, over the status quo. This takes me back to a story that I have shared with you a number of times, but I was in a position of learned helplessness when our son was young. We missed the weaning window and I didn't know how to help him. Our son wasn't normal. He wasn't like other kids. We had to blend all his food. He had this gag response that he just couldn't swallow. And we didn't know what we'd done wrong. Was this physiological? What was going on here? But we'd accepted the fact that we would have to blend his food. Every time we go on holiday, we'd have to take jars, baby food, even though he was now 3 years old. And nothing was ever going to change. Until a chance encounter with somebody during a coaching session, which we were practicing for our coaching, exec coaching course. So it was just practicing the basic GROW model. And in that practicing, I used my son as an example to say, you know, what would you like to focus on? What would you like to achieve? And I thought, and this was day five of a 5-day program. And I thought, what else can I keep? What else can I keep talking about? What other examples can I use? Well, let's use the one I haven't used, which was my son. Not normal. He can't swallow food. That was on the Friday. And on the Saturday, my wife and I were sat around the kitchen table with tears of joy in our eyes, watching our son eat for the first time. And that coaching session gave me hope. I hadn't tried everything. There was still hope. What else could I do? So, organizations, sectors, wherever it might be that you work, what might feel helpless and hopeless, ask yourself, what could I do? What meaning could I take from the day-to-day situations or the interactions that we have? How could we work together to take meaning from that and to create hope? That when it gets better, we've got the strength until then to hold on until it does. So how can we then look after our resilience and make sure we keep strong and keep hoping? Because that will make the difference. And that day will come, because every organization will change. And if it doesn't, people will then vote with their feet. Whether it's a sector, if the sector doesn't change, people will vote with their feet. People will say, enough is enough. I am not doing this to myself anymore. So, just a question for you. Could you be, without taking any offense, could you be in a situation of learned helplessness? And if so, and by that I mean, you've accepted the situation, you've accepted the circumstances aren't going to change. Now ask yourself, if you had hope of what could change, what would it be? How well are you creating the strength, the internal strength, to hang on to that so that when it happens, you'll be there and ready? So, learned helplessness. I heard a story very quickly about how elephants were trained. And, you know, elephants, when they were babies, were chained to a post in the ground. And when they became adults, the same post, the same chain would be used to keep them in place. Even though now as an adult elephant, they could rip that out, no problem. The elephant had learned to accept that that chain is going to hold me in place. That post is going to hold me in place. And how many times have we done that in our lives? Fixed by the boundaries that we've built around us. But actually, when did we last test those boundaries? When did we last test whether those structures are still in place, holding us from where we want to be? That's all from me today. I hope that's helpful. Please contact us if you want any support, any guidance, anything that we could help with on this situation. Even if it's on one-to-one coaching, just drop us a line and I can see what we can do to help you. But learned helplessness, something that's really important, something I think many of us wouldn't admit to, but I think many of us, all of us, have encountered at some stage in our lives. That's all for me today. Join me again next week for more thoughts, views on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, and everything else in between. Amrit Sona from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.